Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Stacy Whiting with Twin Valley Developmental Services.
My name is Stacy Whiting. I am the Director of Employment. I also do marketing and community connections. I'm just keeping the public aware and involved in what's going on with Twin Valley. I got connected when I worked at the Waterville Lumberyard, Ed Henry. He is our past CEO, and the thrift store was coming to Waterville. I just went to work there, started the store, and my position has grown since then, evolved, I guess you could say. Been with Twin Valley a little over 20 years.
Twin Valley gave their website a new look.
Well, we wanted to give it a facelift. And most importantly, we wanted it to be user-friendly, and we wanted to have the interaction with our individuals that we serve so they could go on and have access to our community calendar. And then that also allows families, guardians, and everyone in our community, let them know what we're doing. We do fundraisers and Pony Up Match Day and the match days in other surrounding communities. So we just really wanted to keep our community informed on what we were doing and what we were spending their donations on.
They have many locations in Marshall and Washington County.
We have our main office in Day Center. It's located in Greenleaf, downtown Greenleaf. We offer day services there. But we also do some in-house recycling that people can donate their recyclings there, or it's really more for our houses. We have four houses for residentials, anywhere from very independent apartment to a group house where it's 24/7. We have Beatty, and we have an office there. We have our Marshall County Recycling Center. It's in the old grade school, so we converted the gym into the recycling center, and we're able to process Marshall County's recycling from there. Plus, we have a cardboard route that we do in Marysville and also in Blue Rapids, and we're looking at expanding that. We also have a thrift store at the south end of our Beatty Day Center. The Day Centers, both in Beatty and Greenleaf, are currently working on a contract that we have with Valley Vet, and we repack their ice packs, and we put them into paper bags and pack them into cases, bring them back to Valley Vet. They freeze them, and that's what they use to keep their pharmaceuticals that they ship out. And we've been very fortunate to have that. And we also have a thrift store in Waterville, and that's how I started. It's been open for 20 years. We have the most amazing community support. Both donations coming in and customers that are buying it and sending it out. So we can't say how much we appreciate that. It's just been fantastic.
They are always looking for volunteers.
We would be thrilled with any volunteer time. You can just get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me through the website. Or my phone number is 785-556-9117. You could also, there is a place on our website that if you're looking to volunteer time, that you could put your email in, your information, and we can get back to you. Another way of volunteering is you could text me or call the number that I gave you, or my personal. He's our CEO. You could always call or text him also. It's 785-567-4410. We'd love to hear from anyone.
Twin Valley made it easy to donate.
We do offer, our website is interactive, and it is a secured website. You can go on and donate monetary donation through our website, but we've also received property. We've received vehicles in the past. So if you're interested in a material donation, you can get a hold of me or Mike.
Stacy describes working for Twin Valley as rewarding.
I feel very fortunate to work for Twin Valley, and I did not realize that this would be my niche in life, and it is very, very rewarding. I do the employment side, so seeing the success and the smiles on their faces, and then also the companies where they work, Landall's, Valley Vet, I hear often, they make my day, their smiles are fantastic, and that is the truth. I feel very fortunate and lucky that I am working for Twin Valley. They're great people.
I would like to thank Stacy Whiting for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.